We must tempt the converted spy into our service, because it is he that knows which of the local inhabitants are greedy of gain, and which of the officials are open to corruption.
It is owing to the converted spy's information, again, that we can cause the doomed spy to carry false tidings to the enemy.
The converted spy knows how the enemy can best be deceived.
Lastly, it is by the information of the converted spy that the surviving spy can be used on appointed occasions. The end and aim of spying in all its five varieties is knowledge of the enemy, and this knowledge can only be derived, in the first instance, from the converted spy.
He not only brings information himself, but makes it possible to use the other kinds of spy to advantage.
Hence, it is essential that the converted spy be treated with the utmost liberality. Of old, the rise of the Yin dynasty was due to the spy Ai Chi, who had served under the Xia. Likewise, the rise of the Shou dynasty was due to the spy Lu Ya, who had served under the Yin. Hence, it is only the enlightened ruler and the wise general who will use the highest intelligence of the army for purposes of spying, and thereby they achieve great results.
Just as water, which carries a boat from bank to bank, may also be the means of sinking it, so reliance on spies, while production of great results, is oft-times the cause of utter destruction.
Spies are a most important element in war, because on them depends an army's ability to move. An army without spies is like a man without ears or eyes. This concludes The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for our growing library of inspiring, unabridged classics by renowned authors. We also welcome you to sample all our titles, listen to author biographies, and take advantage of special offers at www.tantor.com. Or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.